Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 355 for Monday, April 20th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were bouncing around unchanged in volatile trade Monday morning, but the bias was turning higher as the market took strength from advances in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 above unchanged, with the nearby May contract at $449.60 per ton, while the most frequently traded July contract was $453.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to buyers on the international market. Farmer selling is limited right now as growers focus on spring field work. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and soy oil were all slightly firmer, which lent strength to the market. However, the large harvest underway in South America was bearish for values, while U.S. soy acreage is expected to be record large. There are ideas the planting intentions report from Statistics Canada, which is due out on Thursday, will show large canola acreage. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S. now, soybeans were 7 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.78 a bushel. Investors exited bearish contracts as new information suggested foreign buyers of soybeans could go after U.S. supplies due to the rain problems in Argentina. Too much moisture in parts of South America has slowed down the harvest there, while there is word truckers' protests in Brazil could disrupt shipments. Corn was 2 cents lower on speculative selling, with the May contract sitting at $3.77 per bushel. Weak technical action and rain in the Mississippi Delta have been bearish for corn. Traders will be anxious to see today's export inspections from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. wheat was 1 to 3 cents higher, with the May contract at $4.96 per bushel. Rain that was expected to fall over the weekend in the southern plains was much less than expected. Large supplies of wheat on the open market curtailed the upside. There is continuing debate about the overall health of the crop in the U.S. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.